suppose you had come from work and your wife said about a package lying there. The delivery boy from Jones' store did what?
Brought this package.
Okay. If it was the wrong package, Jones might call and say, please
come pick up the package.
And do what to it?
Deliver it to the wrong place.
Okay. That coat won't fit this year, but last year it did what perfectly?
Fit perfectly.
Okay. If your old clothes wore out, you would buy a new what?
New suit.
If you stuff a lot of things in your pocket, it makes them do what?
Make the pocket bulge out.
Okay. Men are wearing pants today. They can't put much in them because they're so tight, so they could easily bulge out now, couldn't they?
Yeah.
All right. The collar did what in the hot water? If you wash your shirt and it wouldn't take hot water, what would you say it did?
Swanked up.
Okay. When a girl goes out to a party and getting ready, she says she likes to, when she's getting ready to go out to a party, she says she likes to do what?
Dance.
No, when she's getting ready to go, what does she like to do?
Dress
up. Well,
perfume.
Okay. What do you call a small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry money in?
Called a purse.
Okay, have you ever heard another term?
Pocketbook.
Okay. What does a woman wear around her wrist besides a watch?
Bracelet.
Suppose there are a lot of little things strung together and used to go around your neck as an ornament. What would you call them?
I'd call them a string of beads and lock it up.
Okay. What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Sometimes they wear belts, suspenders.
Okay, what's another name for suspenders?
Gallus.
Why would you call it gallus? Where do you get that term from?
Well, I just called me, I got to buy me a pair of gallus. You know, Gene Talbot, he used to camping, he had red gallus to call him.
Who was that?
Gene Talbot.
Gene Talbot. Oh, he used to wear red gallus.
Yeah, red gallus.
Have you ever been called braces?
Yeah, braces, I ain't know.
You don't think of braces in those terms?
No.
Okay. What does anybody wear when it's raining? They hold it up over your head.
Umbrella, some of them call them umbrella, parasol.
Okay. What is the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy top cover?
Called brace bed.
Have you ever heard of coverlet or counterpane?
Yeah. A what?
Counterpane used for a bedspread.
No, I ain't never heard that, but there ain't nobody no counterpane.
My cousin called me the other day and she mentioned that she had to go down to Meriwether County to get a counterpane. And I didn't know what she was talking about, but she says that it's a beautiful knit bedspread. It's handmade.
Oh.
And she said her cousin had some counterpanes down there, but I thought it was something, talking about a window pane or something.
I ain't never heard of a counterpane for no bed.
Okay. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a what?
Put it on a pillow.
Okay. The thing that you put over the pillow, what do you call it?
I call it a pillowcase.
Have you ever used the term pillow slip?
Yeah, pillow slip, pillow sham, all of that.
Do you remember?
See, sometimes they didn't have no pillow, they had a sham of it, looked like a pillow.
Oh, pillow sham, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, do you remember anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
At the head of the bed?
Uh-huh, that was about twice as long as a pillow.
What do you mean, a sheet?
No.
Bed bolt?
Have you ever heard of a bolster?
Oh, yeah, bed bolts, but long thing across the bed.
Yeah, what was the purpose of that? I'm not familiar with that term.
I don't know what that is.
Did you sleep on it? Did you put your head on it?
No, you take it off when you go to sleep, but you put it on when you make up the bed.
Oh, you just lay it up there.
Lay it and put this breastplate over and make it look like, you know.